beautiful people. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Stokely and Josh. We rock with you 10 to 2. It is day two of the tampering period. And maybe, just maybe, the Broncos can find themselves a quarterback today.
Please.
But the list is shrinking, Stoke. How you doing on a Tuesday?
I'm doing great. Yesterday was a great day. A lot of action. Had the Nuggets last night.
Yeah.
Had me sweating. So that ended up being just a great game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great. Jokic dominated. Jamal did it. I mean, there were so many good things in that game. And it was a good game. Right? So it was entertaining, which we thought it was going to be blowout city. So that was awesome. But I'm just loving what's going on right now. It's just action.
Yeah.
You know, you about that action?
Oh, I'm about that action.
I'm about that action. And that's what we've gotten the last couple of days. A lot of money being spent.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Broncos haven't had a lot of action.
That's right.
But
they don't have a lot of money to spend.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of getting up there. They do have more than I think we expected. I think they could have been a little bit more aggressive. I like this approach.
You do?
Yes. This is the approach I like. I don't want to go out there on, you know, the start of things and just spend and just start throwing money all over the place. I don't think that's the right philosophy. I just don't. And we did it last year. Like, what, did those guys just crush it?
No.
I mean, McGlinchey, Powers, and I don't know who else we got. Zach Allen. I mean, did they just, like, dominate out there?
And Jared Stidham.
And Stidham. No, right? I mean, they were fine, but let's just, hey, you know what? We want the bargains. You know what I'm talking about? We want the Stokelys of the world.
Yeah.
Right? You know, the third, fourth day guys. Go get some scrappers where you get a lot of bang for your buck. That's what we want for the Denver Broncos, especially now. We got to be a little bit more frugal than what we were with the cap situation. It's fine. We got money to spend. No, but I like being patient here, and it's not sexy. It's not flashy, and it doesn't get us all jumping up and down and excited. So I don't mind the approach right now from the Denver Broncos, but the one thing here is now is like, hey, all right, we got to find another quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we have to find another quarterback. Who is that going to be? Like you said, the list is getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, you lost Sam Darnold last night. He was apparently deciding between the Broncos and the Vikings. That was the report as I was going to bed last night. And then we're finding out from Mike Kliss of 9 News and our Broncos insider that there was actually no offer.
Well, he does say, because it has a little bit of wording.
Update me.
Once the asking price got to $10 million or more, the Broncos never submitted an offer.
So they were out because of the money.
Yes. Once it got to that number, they didn't value him at that number. So guess what?
Good call.
Get out.
Yeah.
Right? We don't need to get in a bidding war for Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. I would have liked Sam Darnold here. All good. But guess what? I'm not getting in a bidding war with Sam Darnold.
No.
You want him Vikings? You're going to pay him $10 million? We're out. I think that's kind of how I read that tweet from Mike Kliss. We were in, got to a certain number, and we're out. Good.
We also lost one of our – now, this didn't have a lot for on-the-field purpose, but the 2020 –
It's not always about on-the-field.
That's right. That's exactly right. Our guy Jameis has found a home. Unfortunately, Wednesdays, I'll be at Browns.com instead of Broncos.com because Jameis Winston has decided to go back up Deshaun Watson in Cleveland there. So we lost out on the most entertaining quarterback that was available in free agency. So
you're going to watch his press conferences.
Oh, yeah.
What you're saying. Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
And report back to us.
I will, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, but he's not the starter. He won't be having press conferences.
Oh, well.
Will he?
Matter of time. He'll be the starter.
You're right.
Yeah.
Deshaun will get hurt. Something will happen. Jameis will find a way in the starting lineup. That's a good point. That was sad.
It was sad.
I poured a little coffee out for him this morning on the way into work when I saw that. Like, dang it. That's a bummer.
And your guy Jacoby.
Yeah.
Back with the New England Patriots. You got $8 million to go there.
Yeah, we're not going to pay him $8 million. I just thought Jacoby was a perfect fit.
Me too.
Here. You know, you look at this everything, but if the Patriots are going to pay you $8 million, all right, you go take your money, right? And Broncos, don't pay it. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But eventually, we got to pay someone. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at. We got to pay someone to come be a quarterback with Jared Stidham.
Yeah.
Because I've told you all along, this whole thing cannot be Stidham and a rookie quarterback. and then just whatever, you know, Ben DiNucci. This thing has got to be at least Stidham, insert, tie-in, Ranahill.
There you go.
Your guy.
Yeah.
Your guy. I don't. So why, you explain real quick, why? How'd you get tie-in?
Tyron. Tyron Ranahill.
Yeah, how'd you?
Because I don't respect him enough to call him his real name.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, seems like a good guy. Anyway, Jimmy Garoppolo, Drew Locke, guess who's back? Guess who could be back? Mason Rudolph, Sam Howell, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields. I mean, that's your list. One of these guys got to be on the Denver Broncos. And do you have a favorite one of these?
A favorite is, I mean, I guess I have to pick of the list. None of them are, you know, none of those names and favorite really seem to be tied together in my world. But you know who I like of the list?
Who?
His name is Drew Locke.
Of the list,
I think Drew Locke is one that intrigues me a little bit. Certainly more than Zach Wilson.
Oh, man. I don't know about that. You know who my guy is?
Who's your guy?
I'll tell you next.
Nice.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
All right, we're talking all things Broncos because they need a quarterback and the list is getting short. We're going to tell you about the huge Nuggets comeback led by Jamal going crazy in the fourth and Joker going crazy in the third. We're going to do that at 10:30. But Stoke, we're talking about these names that are available. Sam Darnold has now gone to Minnesota. The Broncos weren't in on the $10 million price tag, so they were out of that conversation. It leaves not a very impressive list. Guys like Ryan Tannehill, Tyron Ranahill, Drew Locke, Joe Flacco, Mason Rudolph, all out there to go get. And then trades, you can make a move for Zach Wilson and a Sam Howell. I told you I like Drew Locke of these names.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
My guy's Mason Rudolph.
It is.
Yeah, let's just go get Mason Rudolph. The way he played down the stretch for Pittsburgh last year, their offense was terrible with Trubisky and with Kenny Pickett. It was awful. And then he finally got an opportunity late in the season, and they went on a little run there, and he won three in a row and led them to the playoffs where they lost to Buffalo. But I think he's a seasoned guy. He's a big guy. He's a pocket quarterback. He's not moving anywhere, Josh. I think you might be faster than him. 6'5", 235 out of Oklahoma State. So there's just something about him. Now, listen, I'm picking from, you know, the list here is slim pickings,
yes,
folks. Okay, mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, I got all these great choices here. Okay, here are the choices. Sam Howell, this trade option, Sam Howell, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields. Okay, free agents, they might have another name that we have missed here. Ryan Tannehill, Jimmy Garoppolo, Drew Locke, Mason Rudolph. You could throw in a guy like my old guy that I used to really like, Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
I'm out on him now. but so with that list, I'm just looking at it saying, all right, let's go with Mason Rudolph in this situation. And I think he fits what Sean Payton wants to do, more of an in-the-pocket quarterback and can operate from within the pocket and go through his reads and progressions. And so for me, he's a veteran guy. So if you do draft a guy, now you got a veteran presence there, mm-hmm. a little bit more experience than Jared Stidham. And at the end of the day, this thing can't just be a path for Jared Stidham to be the starter. At the worst case scenario, he's got to be in some kind of competition.
Yeah.
So, but it's time to sign one of these guys.
Like
it's
today,
time.
Today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like in the next hour.
Yeah,
let's make this happen.
You want a veteran presence?
Yeah,
I have the ultimate veteran for you.
Joe Flacco.
That's right.
Yeah?
Why really? Would you like Joe Flacco?
I was just thinking about him, and I forgot to put him on the list.
I mean, the guy came in. He popped a year ago. He's got some Super Bowl experience. I know he's not elite. Again,
right.
We're picking guys. You have to remember this at all times throughout the day, that we're not even in, like, the $5 DVD rack. We're at the dollar DVD rack right now, folks, and these are the choices that we have to make. So none of them, and I will speak for you on this, are we saying, that's the guy that's going to turn this franchise around. This is for right now and right now only.
Exactly. Flacco. and a lot. I mean, you want to bring back all the old guys. You want to bring back Vic Fangio, too?
Nah.
No? Okay, leave Vic.
Really did like his gray sweatsuits, though. I was a fan.
Yeah. I was thinking about Vic the other day when he had the kidney stone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was thinking about Vic the other day with the kidney stone, but I was.
I always liked that when he would talk about, didn't he have a partner in San Francisco? He would always say, oh, I got to go to San Francisco for the weekend and see my partner.
Oh.
And I'd always be like, Vic. Nice,
wow.
Dude.
Wish you were, like, in the film room watching some film. Flacco, Drew Lock. Look, I think for me, if you said, which one would you prefer, I think I'd say Drew Lock.
Because he's younger?
Yeah.
More mobile?
And we haven't maybe seen the potential of him. And maybe he can take a step forward after being a couple years of just kind of chilling. We saw him last year step in for Geno Smith and play great.
Yeah.
Play really, really good. Moment's notice. Hey, before the game, you're starting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, damn, okay. And he played really well. They won. Let him on a game-winning drive. Awesome. And so I think with Flacco, like, he's at the tail end of this thing. Now, I get it. You look at it and you say, hey, which one would you rather mentor a young quarterback if you draft a guy? That would probably be Flacco.
Right.
And I get it. People are going to say, well, Flacco's the one that said he's not here to mentor quarterbacks. I said, well, that was 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's changed.
Now he's only here to mentor
right. He knows if he wants a job, yeah. This is probably going to be what he has to do. And so I think he's accepted that role now. But 5, 6, 7 years ago, no, he wanted to be the starter, mm-hmm. which I totally understood then. So I think if I'm going to take a flyer here, I'm going to say, just bring back, if one of those two, bring back Drew Lock.
Okay.
But it's like, man, you're like going back to like an old girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, what do you, no, you know why it ended.
I know. I've done that before too, though. And then guess what?
It ended again real quick. Right. Yeah. It's like, damn it. I knew better. Right? I mean, you know it's not going to end well.
But
she's
I remember the good.
She's crazy. But did you forget about she's crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember all the great, and then the first time we sit down to have dinner together, I'm like, that's right.
I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot.
That would be the first quarter of a Drew Lock game. I'd go, there he is.
Yes.
That's the guy.
Yes.
That probably, but again, I'm at the dollar DVD rack.
Who would you prefer, though? Right, you're right. Who would you prefer? Like, if you had a choice of one of those two, Flacco, Drew Lock, polar opposites, right? One older guy, younger guy, which one?
Oh, man, I'm still going to say Drew Lock. I really do. I'm not kidding here for a second. I'm kind of intrigued by Flacco, especially because it's just a veteran presence. You're going to get a young guy. I know what 2024 looks like for me, and it's not a great Broncos season, but Drew Lock would be, there's some entertainment value, and there's some chances to win some games.
Yeah, and he's still a young quarterback, mm-hmm. so he could compete with Stidham, if that's
right.
what we have to have. Mm-hmm. Okay? And at the same time, he's been through some stuff. He was a starter.
Yeah.
Struggled, right? Had success, you know, early on. And so he's been through a little bit of everything. Young quarterback can look at him and say, all right, you know, he could have some wisdom for that young quarterback at the same time. But also I think it would be more of a competition with a Stidham
mm-hmm.
if it goes down that road. So it's, it would be Drew Lock for me.
Okay.
But the top guy for me that I'm looking for is Mason Rudolph.
That's
right
now.
Out of this bunch. I don't really think we're in a great position to trade for a guy. Does any of these trade guys do it for you? Sam Howell, Zach Wilson, or Justin Fields?
Zach Wilson, absolutely not. Sam Howell, maybe. But again, if you're looking for competition for Jared Stidham, they're kind of the same guy. Justin Fields gives me a little bit of intrigue, and it's because of now what's happening with all of these places. The Raiders landed Gardner Minshew. That's a conversation we're going to have because the Broncos missed the boat on that, in my opinion. But now there's not a lot of options for Justin Fields. Where does he go?
Right.
So in turn, what leverage, if any, do the Bears have now?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I mean, what is the cost? If the cost is something we can
third
talk
rounder?
About, well, then, yeah, I'm interested.
Because we're not giving, I mean, second rounder next year?
Like a second and a fifth? Second rounder next year, a fifth this year? Maybe something along those lines? You got an extra fifth anyway?
No, I'm out. I'm out on Fields.
Even if it was a third rounder?
Well, here's the problem. He's going into his fourth year, and are you picking up his fifth year option?
No.
Right? So, like, you're going to trade for him, but he's not really your plan, but he might be your plan. And then if he plays well, you didn't pick up his fifth-year option, guess what?
You got to pay him.
He's going to be a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess if he plays great, you don't mind paying him. I just don't think it's a fit with Sean Payton. I like Fields. I like what he can do on a football field, but he doesn't operate very well from within the pocket. But he can do a lot of other things really well. So I just don't think it's a fit here for Justin Fields.
Okay.
Zach Wilson. No.
My cup's pretty full on Wilson quarterbacks for the Broncos.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I guess well said. Let's move on from that then. Sam Howell. What? All right, I would look at Sam Howell because they just signed. Who'd they sign?
Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Weird
choice.
Yeah, and so they're probably gonna, they're going to draft someone. Mm-hmm. So he should be available, you would think.
Yeah.
That for me would be the one I would look into trading. He started pretty much all year last year, and he did okay. I mean, he had some big numbers. So, like, if you tell me my top two, it would be Rudolph and Howell. I don't know what the trade compensation would be for a Sam Howell, but
yeah.
I think that might not be a one of those two for me I'd be okay with.
Okay.
Where are you at on Sam Howell?
Of the trade partners, of the Zach Wilsons, the Justin Fields, the Sam Howells, I'm more intrigued by Sam Howell. I actually was more with Fields, but you made a great point about the fifth-year option. You're putting yourself in a weird spot if he succeeds, and, of course, you want him to succeed. So I would go Sam Howell with you, but I'm not going to write off Justin Fields. If the Bears lose even more leverage throughout the day, I mean, you could be talking about a third or a fourth rounder for a dude that was the ninth overall pick not that long ago.
Worth the gamble. Risk-reward, yeah. Right, at that point. So. Mm-hmm. It's, all right, well, hey, I'm hoping that we learn something here in the next couple hours.
We should.
You're right. We just can't just not do anything. The only thing we're doing is signing fullbacks around this damn place.
Yeah, they did add Michael Burton back. Our pizza bet's still alive because they haven't yet signed a tight end or a wide receiver.
Oh, so we say which one are they?
Which one comes first?
No, I think it's over. It's over. Yeah, it's like which one was going to be the first one signed? You guessed wide receiver, I guessed tight end. So now it wasn't either one of those.
It was a safety.
It's a safety, yeah. So your bet's over.
Like, what about
we can't be the eighth and ninth one. It's like I won the bet. Like no, that's not how it. No, it's we got to figure out a new bet.
Do we still have the action on how they're handling the Russ hit?
Oh yeah, that's locked in.
Because I'm feeling pretty good right now.
All right, well, good for you.
Okay,
I'm feeling really good where I'm at.
All right,
so that makes two of us.
I'm going to ask you a question at 10:45.
Well, that's the bet is when they take the cap hit. If they take the majority of the money this year or the majority of the money next year, I say it's going to be this year. No, I say it's going to be they're going to split it up. You say they're going to take the majority of it
as much as they can. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to ask you at 10:45 why they can't be just young in the quarterback room for 2024. But next. We talk about the big fight, the win for the Nuggets last night after an embarrassing first half. That's coming at you next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
The Nuggets had to fight back to win last night. They were actually blown out, dominated, embarrassed in the first half by the Raptors, who were without four starters, seven total players. And the Nuggets, it turned out they felt the same way about the Raptors that we felt about the Raptors. So, they're going to show up and take an L. But turns out a couple of young guys getting an opportunity, especially an opportunity to play Nikola, the defending champs, the reigning champs. The Raptors were up for the challenge, and they were in control the first half and then about halfway through the third quarter. That's before Nikola Jokic decided to turn it on, dominate, put up a stat line that's just ridiculous. And then Jamal, you had the nice little Murray flurry there in the fourth quarter, and they took care of business.
Yeah, I think it might have been the third where Jokic had like 17 points, something like that. That's the most he's ever scored in a quarter, possibly something like that. So, yeah, he's like, all right, time to buckle up here. Look, these guys get paid too.
Yeah.
That's what you always have to realize. I get it. And we talked about it yesterday. Man, it's going to be a blowout city. They have no one. They're tanking this and that. But the guys that get opportunities, I mean, you got Bruce Brown, you know? They got R.J. Barrett, who's pretty good. And then the other guys, what are they going to want to do? This is their time to shine, man. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been sitting on the bench. They haven't been getting a lot of minutes. Now they get on a big stage. extended minutes to try to show what they can do. They're going to go out there and compete. And that's what they did. So I love the fight. I love the comeback. And I love the fourth. I love the fourth quarter, but the second half, you know, Jokic, just the stat line, man. I mean, come on. Come on, Josh. Talk to me. 35 points, 17 rebounds, 12 assists, 6 steals, 2 blocks. 6 steals, 2 blocks?
Yeah. And he don't play defense, though.
That's the cherry on top right there. Just remarkable game from him. And then Jamal in the fourth. Goodness gracious, some of the shots he's making and fadeaways and going to the goal and getting fouled and throwing it behind his head. And it's like, oh, that went in. Mm-hmm. He was on fire. Michael Porter Jr. had a couple big-time plays. Huge offensive rebound late.
Yep.
And a huge three late. KCP's not doing anything. He's just chilling. Oh, you need a three? Bam! Let's go. Game over. So, and then, you know, Aaron Gordon early was just scoring left and right. So, mm-hmm. I mean, nice win.
Yeah.
Nice win. Thought it was going to be a laugher. It wasn't. They had to compete, and they did, and they found a way to get it done. But a lot of great performances.
The performance late from Michael Porter Jr., I'm so glad you brought that up. The shot, the rebound was outstanding. There was a moment in the third quarter where, now Michael's a laid-back dude. He's a chill fella, but maybe the most angry I've seen him, and he wasn't even angry. But Jamal actually got lost in a defensive shuffle, and it led to an easy bucket where Michael had to leave his guy on the wing to come down and play defense underneath the basket and fouled, and the guy made the layup. Like, Mike's got to know, hey, if you're going to foul him, foul the hell out of him right there. But he threw the ball at the basket and got a technical for it. Like, that's the most mad I've seen him because it was a Jamal mistake in that instance. But I love what Michael Porter Jr. has been post-All-Star break. Nicola, and you and I were talking about it off-air. It was probably already in the bag, but a 35, 17, 12, 6 steals and 2 block night when you're down 21 points, middle of the third quarter, you come back and win, he just won the MVP. If there were any other questions, concerns, worries about it, end them. He won the MVP last night for sure.
Just got to stay healthy now. Mm-hmm. Just got to cross the finish line. If he crosses the finish line, it's going to be very, very difficult for him not to win it. But just a remarkable performance by him. First in the history, triple-double, over 30, over 15 rebounds, over 10 assists.
And 5 steals.
And 5 steals. Mm-hmm. There you go. How about that? Just first time in the history of the NBA. I like your shirt. You got a shirt on. Like a silhouette of Jokic.
Not since Wilt.
Yeah.
He kind of does Wilt. That with,
right.
That's, with his every night, basically.
And this last night was not since anyone. Ever.
Yeah.
In the history of the NBA. So, nice win, though. Really, really nice win there for the Nuggets. And keeping it rolling here.
They are.
You know, they're right there with OKC. Michael Malone saying, you know, he's not playing for the number one seed here. If it happens, it happens. But it would be nice to have it, certainly. So, but a nice job overall. Toronto came to play. They were hitting some shots. All of a sudden, you know, Grady Dick out there looking like damn Larry Bird. Like, holy cow.
Dude,
like,
he's getting putbacks at the rim.
Like, I mean, what's going on here? Who is this guy? Whatever. But it was a hard-fought win. Jamal was like, you saw him in the fourth?
Mm-hmm.
Looking like me trying to run up and down the court. I'm like, holy cow. Looking like Kisner walking up the stairs. Yeah, you heard him today when he walked in the meeting?
Yeah.
10 minutes late.
He was running late for everything, right. And it just put him behind the eight ball.
Kisner, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, you were 10 minutes late, too.
No. You don't know about me. Because
you're coming down with
you
me.
Were here.
Because I was here. I was in the meeting.
Yeah, but you text us and you were going
to
be 10
I was
minutes
just,
late.
I was just trying to make you feel better. I was actually here on time.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, see, you don't even know because that's how late you are.
I'll have to check my sources.
Yeah, check your sources, see what they say.
Wait, didn't the meeting start at 9? Yeah.
I was here at 8:58.
Yeah.
First time Dover's been here early. Usually he's the latest one. But what happened to you this morning, though?
Traffic.
Yeah. All right. That's a good excuse for me. Perfect.
He did call Drew and said, "Oh, I'm running behind. I left early." And then Drew's response was, "Leave earlier."
So I'm running behind like 9:30, like 30 minutes late.
I'm spending the night next time before our next meeting.
Yes.
There you go.
That's a good play.
Got to do what you got to do. But Jamal was worn out there late. So that's just kind of watching that. Like, all right, that's. We need you. I didn't know if Michael Malone should have taken him out for a little bit there with like 2.5, 3 minutes just to give him a quick breather because he got to the point where he wasn't providing anything on defense, and then offensively he was still trying to do it, but at the same time it was like he didn't have the legs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Did you notice that?
Absolutely. It was actually early fourth quarter, maybe into the third. He's getting chased around a screen, and one of the Raptors dudes run into him. The broadcast team said, "Oh, that might turn Jamal on. It might get him going." That was kind of it. Like the
right.
Oh, you done messed up. You know what I mean? You made me mad. And then he started to turn into the blue arrow that they so desperately needed. It's also weird to me though. Like, all right, you're playing in Toronto. It's Jamal's market. You know that the hometown Toronto team are is watching. Didn't think he'd want to like shine for his Canadian brethren.
So that was on the road?
No, it was in Denver, but like the Toronto market is watching it.
Oh, you had me confused. I'm like, wait, I thought I watched that game in Denver last night.
No, but
you said you're playing in Toronto.
You're playing for the Toronto market.
Right, you're playing against
Toronto.
It's on
their TV market.
Yeah, nah.
They don't care about that?
No, maybe so. I think you got a point there.
I think
Jamal
cares a
lot. You had me so confused there. I'm like, damn, man, what was I doing last night? Could have swore that game was in Denver. I'm triple checking over here. I'm like, man, I done lost it. I know I lost it a little bit, but I really lost it now. Holy cow. Whew.
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay. I think you're right there. I do. Because,
my family in Seymour, Indiana is at denversports.com right now streaming the show, I'm bringing the juice. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see how that could happen. But very similar. Jamal, Toronto, you, Seymour.
Yeah.
Crew over there.
You got it?
Yes. All right. It makes sense now. but he did, man. He was, that was playoff Jamal in the fourth. That's what it was.
Right.
And it was just, it was so much fun to watch. I'm like, okay, you want to be an all-star? Play like that consistently.
Yeah.
Right there. That's it. That game,
mm-hmm.
really there late is when he really turned it on. But that's when you need it the most. And he took the pressure off of Jokic, and he just took over the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big-time performance.
Michael Malone, not as upset as you might have thought he would be. We'll get back to that and hear from Coach around 11:15. We want to tell you, you got to get to denversports.com, not only to stream the show, but to enter our 5K bracket challenge. You can win up to 5K by simply going to denversports.com/hoops and sign up, get the bracket filled out. The entries are going to close before the first game. That doesn't come until March 21st, so you have plenty of time to get to denversports.com/hoops. It is our 5K bracket challenge. All right, the Raiders found a quarterback. I think the Broncos missed on that exact quarterback. We'll have that conversation next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, Stoke, while the rest of the NFL quarterback needy teams are starting to address that position, the Broncos still need a quarterback.
Who are you talking to here, Kisner? Who are you talking to right there?
With the jam?
Yeah. You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Keep your head up. You talking to Sean Payton?
Sure.
Tell him to keep his head up.
Well, yeah, find me a quarterback.
There you go. All right. Just making sure. All right. Okay.
We should say that Kevin Kistner's favorite kicker found a home. Brandon McManus is going to be a kicker for the Commanders.
I told you.
You did. You were on
it. I'm one for like 10 this week.
Yeah.
So I got to take my one small victory. I thought he would find a team somewhere. We did get back our guy.
We did.
Looked like he was going to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Reverse course there. And so we got back Will Lutz. I keep on wanting to say Will Levis. Will Lutz.
Yeah.
So, all right. There we go.
Leverage is a beautiful thing. Even if a kicker gets to you.
That's right.
It's still a beautiful
thing. And he did.
Yeah. Good for you, Will Lutz. And good for us. They got a Broncos kicker that's reliable. But I want to talk about quarterback. So we know the movement. Sam Darnold chose the Vikings because they were going to give him $10 million, and the Broncos didn't want to get to that number. There was a guy we talked about yesterday that kind of got lost in the shuffle. We didn't have a lot of conversation about him. But Gardner Minshew is that name. Man, I said I was intrigued by a guy. Probably wouldn't cost you that much. He's not the long-term play, but can come in here, give you opportunities to win games. He's going to be fun. He's going to be entertaining. That's important to me. The Raiders got him. The Raiders got him yesterday. They got him on a 2-year deal, $25 million. Only 15 of that 25 is guaranteed. So, Stoke, you know how it is. This is a 1-year deal. This is a 1-year deal with them, an option for them to just get completely out of it in year two if they do find their quarterback. If he hits, they got him around for $10 million on that second year. Why would the Broncos not be in on this deal, on this conversation, if this is the number? 2 years, 25, but really what it looks like on paper and what it really is one for 15. The cash flow isn't the problem. You can take care of that $15 million guaranteed. It's done in 2024, and you have a guy that can come in here and be competitive. The Raiders, they were smarter at the quarterback position than the Denver Broncos were with this Gardner Minshew deal, and now I feel like I should brush my teeth after saying that.
Yes, use that scope to Listerine in there. I don't mind it. I'm not upset with it. I think that's a big number for Minshew.
You
look at the rest of these guys, I do. Now, he played well last year, but I don't want to overpay for Gardner Minshew. I just don't. Now, I say that right now at 10:48. We could sign someone at 11:15, and I'll be like, I much prefer that Gardner Minshew deal. So let's see how this thing plays out before I give my final verdict. Is that fair?
That's fair.
But right now, I'm cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Raiders. That's fine. It's not like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my gosh, how are we going to beat the Raiders this year? Now, we haven't beaten them in forever, but Minshew, perfect. Aiden O'Connell, whoever. That doesn't move the needle for me at all. So it is an upgrade for him a little bit, but I don't know if I want to pay Minshew that much money. You know, if we weren't going to pay Sam Darnold, I'd rather Sam Darnold than Minshew.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? I just want.
That feeling? That's all right if that's
no,
the answer.
Yeah, no, I just, because it honestly, it's what you say and you use against Sam Darnold. You're like, I want a guy that actually played football last year because he didn't play. So now in my mind, I forget all the bad stuff.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, honestly. And I remember the potential. Like, when he came out of college, it's like, okay, he does have potential. He's a top five pick. And so maybe he's just in some bad spots. And then so you can talk yourself into that. Oh,
of course.
Who was his coach last year?
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Shanahan, right? He touched him on the forehead. He's cured.
Yeah.
Right? He's cured now. Yeah. So that's where I go with Sam Darnold, unfortunately. I look at Minshew. He actually played decent last year, almost got his team to the playoffs.
They're a drop ball away from making the playoffs.
Right. Or a more accurate pass.
Like,
you know, some people
like,
would say
I
that.
I like my description.
Right. Some people would say that from making the playoffs. So, but I saw him, and he actually was, you know, okay. Nothing great, but just okay. But I kind of know what I'm going to get with him. And so that's why I say Sam Darnold. And no great reason there. Like we've mentioned this whole time, all these guys got, you know, flaws here.
Oh, of course.
And things you look at and say, wow, that's not good. But I would have. I would have rather paid a one-year deal at $10.5 million to get Sam Darnold than a two-year 25 with 15 guaranteed with Gardner Minshew.
With Minshew, okay.
Yeah, thanks for the help there.
Jeez. Oh, sorry.
Goodness gracious, just watching me like, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. I just think the 15, this is the advantage of Robson Walton and then, of course, Greg Penner being the day-to-day guy of you could take these risks. It is a risk, and maybe low reward that you're talking about. I know that's something you keep an eye on, but like the cash flow risk.
But that's not $15 million. I mean, that doesn't matter to any team, really. I mean, you're not talking about Russell Wilson like giving him a $50 million check.
Sure.
I think that's when ownership comes into play, just writing a big check like, all right, we don't even care. You know, this is whatever. Mm-hmm. Call me with something more important than $50 million, right?
Okay.
You know, you can get that out of the checking account. Like $15 million, like that doesn't matter.
But that's kind of my point, though, of like it doesn't matter.
Right.
So take a chance on somebody. Or, and I think this is a legitimate option here, is that Sean Payton, he kind of sees the writing on the wall of what 2024 is going to be and says, without saying it, because they're not going to come out and say that, hey, we're in line to kind of take it on the chin here in 2024 and make a big jump in 2025.
Yeah, that's interesting. I can't go down that road. And I know what you're saying. You're watching it, looking at it right now. You could say, like, maybe they're just going to kind of go young and go cheap. And I don't think that's going to be the case. Now, we'll see. Actions, what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to operate like that at all. Just knowing, you know, Sean Payton and how he's operated. He didn't come here to chill out for a year and just take it easy and you know, be behind the eight ball before you get to the first game of the season just because of the way you handled the offseason. And to go back to Minshew real quick and that contract, I think ultimately what it might have came down to is you watch him on film and you're like, I just don't love him. You know, from Sean Payton, I just don't love him. You know, and so it's not even worth going down that road. And then it's not really the money, too. It's the cap. You know, I mean, you will get hit with the cap situation. And so it's like, okay, yeah, we can pay him $15 million. That's not a problem. We have the cap room. But do we want to take that cap hit this year? Do we want to take it next year? Whatever it's going to be. And we don't really love the guy. You got to really like the guy. Yeah. If you don't love him, then you just move on and go get you another one of these guys here. But it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, what do they sign a free agent or do they trade for one?
I mean,
Kyle Wilson and Fields, Zach Wilson, yeah. Justin Fields are the three that we came up with that are probably open to be traded. Sam Howell from the Commanders.
It feels as if it is. I mean, just because of the names, if you actually want somebody to come in here and compete, I still think it's free agency.
Okay,
I do still think it's free agency. What about you?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Just the names. I mean, this list stinks.
I'm gonna go with you there, just a little bit. I wanted to go the other way. But I think it's going to be Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just think it's going to be Mason Rudolph. But the one that's very intriguing to me, Sam Howell. The Commanders, they just picked up Mariota.
Yeah.
They're going to draft a guy. You would think at number two, they're definitely going to draft a guy at number two. So you would think that Sam Howell is going to be available, mm-hmm. right? And so I'm like looking at that guy, starter last year, young guy going into his third year. He's just intriguing to me. And so, because we haven't seen a ton of him. And what we saw last year, no, it wasn't perfect, but at one point, I mean, it seemed like he was throwing for over 300 every game.
Yeah. Well, it helps if you play the Broncos, too.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Remember that Hail Mary?
Yeah, dude.
Huh?
Yeah.
All for nothing?
All for naught.
Yes, exactly. That was the game when it was you're hot to the back.
That's right.
When Russell ran off the field, because what did Russell Wilson do on that play? Does anybody remember? Business playing Angry Birds. Drew is, I don't know. So they just both shook their heads. Yeah. They're checked out.
Can I go just off, you know, speculation of what Russell has done?
Yeah. Yes.
180 half spin. Run into the pressure.
I mean, I'll give you half credit there. Okay. Okay? I think there was a 360 plus a 180, and then he tries to escape to the left, and he kind of, I think he made himself, the guy hits the ball out, and he fumbles it, and bloop, 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 Commander's ball. Yeah. You know, then he's running off the field, and Sean's like, you're hot to the back.
Mm-hmm.
That means if they bring an extra blitzer that you can't account for because you only have so many people in protection, they bring one more than you have guys to block, you have a guy that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't stay in the block, so that means you're hot to him. That means you throw him the football. And Russ didn't do that.
He didn't do that.
Right? So there you go. But you know, it was all just let's blame Sean for everything.
Yeah, he's just such a mean guy.
So mean.
I just think
that, you know, your NFL quarterback would know that, you know, when he's hot and when he's not. I mean, mm-hmm. just I guess the standards around here are just too high.
That's right.
Bring back Hackett. Hugs and kisses.
There is a conversation happening around what Justin Fields is viewed as in the NFL. And that might make the Broncos a player to acquire Justin Fields. Details on that next.